können. Namaste, my name is Uwe Simmerer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today the question is, what is the meaning of our life? Looks like a great question, okay. You see a very happy child, and then you go to this child and ask them, what is the meaning of your life? For sure, the child cannot understand you. Because it's just happy, no? No reason for it. Oh. If we have goals in our life, then these goals are just like places on a map what we like to visit. And there's nothing about it, how we travel or how much fun we have when we travel. This is all. Okay, for instance myself. Okay, a little shameful, okay. I was very bad in school. I hardly could learn my own mother language and for sure not writing. And with 8 years I had met this goal, like to become an engineer. Okay, even I could not write it and I could not pronounce it right. Okay. Then there was no solution or it was simply not possible for me. Everyone taught me. Okay, then after very much suffering, I became that engineer. And when I became that engineer, I had one of my biggest life crises. Because I had suffered too much to get that stupid degree. Afterwards, I made CRP like crazy and by meditating every day. And then I experience moments of stillness, true love, incredible love, and happiness just so, for free. And if you would ask me what is the meaning of this, or what has the meaning of your life, I could not understand this stupid question. So, we all want to reach the divine, want true happiness, true love, want to live a true life, want to be connected to life, want to experience ourselves, we all. Instead of we choose to reach our goals, then we're getting hooked up and we suffer. And Anthony Robbins said this, for instance, that most of all rich, successful people are not happy. Because they want always more. If they have reached their goal, that's not enough. They want more, 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 more. Because so is constructed our mind. Okay. And after we have experienced true happiness, love, we want more. Yeah, we get again hooked up from our ego that we want enlightenment, the great guru, and all this fancy stuff. And then we cannot enjoy our life anymore. So what is the problem? The problem is our ego. It's perfect to have our goals and to accomplish them, but it's not perfect not to enjoy our life. Because our life is for enjoying. We can have meaning in our life, but without happiness, it's meaningless. It doesn't make sense for me. You see, the mind who wants enlightenment is a mind who prevents enlightenment. And this is true for every aspect of our life. If we want something, then inside of ourselves, something prevents that. That I call is ego. Why we can't enjoy our life and working relaxed with fun for our goals? Because our ego is getting hooked up. Our ego wants suffering. Because if our ego has suffering, it's meaningful. This means the problem is our ego. Ego is suffering. That is a translation from India. Ego is suffering. So we should get rid of our ego. Not of our goals. Get rid of our ego. But out of that, we should not make an ego trip to get rid of our ego and then get enlightenment. That's again, our ego is inside of it. Okay. After so many missed ego trips I have made, okay, I could beat me up every moment in my life. Because always, the ego is getting cooked up for every goal, for everything what you want. Okay. Bye.